You know, the world is always like falling apart and coming back together, and people are always building anew onto the old, especially in New York.
Artist Andrea Callard poses a question as you stand in front of the Museum of the American Indian, once the U.S. Customs House. In 1979, it was closed for demolition. The paint was peeling, the hallways were filled with dust. It reflected the state of the city. An economic downturn drove 800,000 people from Manhattan in the late 70s. Creative Time turned many of the city's unused and often neglected spaces into places for art. Artists like Andrea Callard often had the chance to create and present new work in grand and dramatic environments.
While I was working with all this imagery, thoughts about, you know, the economy, the use of space, who gets to use space, what they get to do with it, would come to me, and I would write these, you know, sort of social commentary sentences down along the bottom of the collage.
Andrea's collages were made into slides and then projected onto a giant screen to the left of the main entryway. Throughout the space, other artists presented their own projects in sculpture, dance, storytelling, and sound. Each sought to reflect the physical shape and materials of the building, as well as the building's storied history. The project was called Custom and Culture, and it was presented in 1977 and 1979. It served as one of the city's earliest examples of public art that transformed and renewed a disused, decaying public space.